We're going to move into the next item, which is the report and possible discussion on commercial lease form and methodology by Kent Rendy, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Next slide, please.
You're a quarter year ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I think this was really pretty much a report to you folks anyway, that you had asked us as well to come back to you and the committee and the board with a recommendation for a commercial lease form and commercial lease rate methodology. We have drafted a commercial lease form. We do believe it incorporates additional requirements to include more comprehensive insurance provision and coupled with a provision setting forth the party's right upon casualty. Next slide. These are some additional provisions that allow the authority to do these things, which we think is fair and right. Next slide. We believe the lease form is it's consistent with a standard commercial lease. We intend to make the lease form available online so that the public and specifically our commercial lessees can look at that draft and provide us input to that over the next 60 days so we can consider their inputs as well. And then we intend to bring the lease form and the recommended lease rate methodology to the board at the April meeting.
There it talks about reclaiming the lease if it's not determined not utilized. What's your determination on it? Say you have a restaurant, does it have to be open just in the summer or all year round? Or, I mean, how are you going to determine whether somebody's utilizing the lease or not? I'm sorry. In there it talks about utilizing the lease, and if not utilized, they take it back. How are you going to go about determining whether it's being utilized or not? So just an example for a restaurant that closes all winter because there's nothing out there. Is that determined as being utilized or not?
I think that portion of the lease, that provision in the lease, it's been taken from the old lease that we've had out there for like 40 years, and it's
I think the way it worked, as far as I can tell,
is it's within 1 year after they've signed to begin doing that particular service. It's not like, let's say I've had the lease for 5 years and I've been doing it, now suddenly I'm not using it for a while. I don't think it applies then. I think it applies at the beginning of the lease period. It's to, as best I can tell, it's to get people to actually provide the services that they say they're going to be doing.
And we fundamentally expect there to be a lot of discussion. If y'all recall, what we did do with the residential is we came back, and after we got the comments, we did go in and modify the lease where we found areas where folks had made good comments to us that made sense. So part of the reason I'm not up here going line by line through a lease with you today is we anticipate the fact that citizens are going to give us good input and that we can, you know, meld that into this. The lease form itself was derived from Pollard, you know, Rogers, who did the residential. He did the commercial. It looks very similar to the commercial, as we said earlier, as Kent said. He added some things that he said are more commercial standard. And so based on that, what I'd like to try to do is get this out, get it online, try to get some comments from the commercial lessees as to what they see, and it may be that issues like that need to be clarified and refined. So, and I feel a little uncomfortable speaking to the specific provisions because I think we've got a little ways to go. I think it's very drafty at this point. We want to hear what they've got to say.
The only other question I had is, you said you benchmarked 6 that you're relatively similar to the BRA, 6 agencies. Do you know what the 6 were?
I don't have them listed here. I could go back and get them for you, certainly. Sure. There were probably 30 some odd that we looked at in that specifically benchmark. An example you gave of a restaurant owner, I mean, if someone owns a restaurant, they're running it and they close it for the winter and come back, probably our intent would be not to go back and reclaim any of that. But
yeah, you've got that you will make available online and at the lake office. How many commercial leases do we have?
About 65 to 70, Mike.
We're going to mail them out to them.
Can we not just mail everybody a copy?
We can do that.
Yeah.
Sure. can do that as well.
We'll do that in addition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because sometimes they're not even
Are there any other comments? Okay, seeing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor? As we wrap up, I just want to thank everybody. I know this continues to be a challenge and a struggle, and I appreciate all the support for the people in the room and sitting around the table. So,
and we'd
thank
like
you
to
very
thank
much.
You.
We thank you for running
thank
a good meeting.
Thank you for your leadership.
Thanks. Bill, at this point, let me ask you something. We've got, I don't know what banking, Mr. Skaggs,
we'll have a quick meeting.
Okay, Mr. Rallone, and water quality. Mm-hmm. Carolyn, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I don't anticipate the board meeting being that long. However, if I'm wrong in that, and we can't get out of here in the next, let's say, hour and 10 minutes, I'd like to know. But otherwise, if we could wrap up this business, then we all go home, as opposed to coming back tomorrow. Would that be the kind of the intent and the goal of the board?
Sounds good.